I wanna be the very best. No one ever was.
All right, so welcome to...
To catch them is my real test.
Welcome
the
to...
The rude boys are your call.
Welcome to episode 58.
Da-da-da-da.
Today we are talking all about Pokemon.
Pokemon, monsters in your pocket. I'm Pokemon Master.
I got a...
Charm.
I got a monster in my pocket. I'm Tom, the birthday boy.
The birthday boy. We're recording on Tommy's actual birthday.
Yeah.
Nation, thank you for joining us for the Cash Bash. Thank you for all the shout-outs on the social media for Tommy.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Feel the love. Thank you.
Let's just go right into it, because this is going to be an episode for you. So yeah. I
already got the pillows and blanket set.
So let's get rocking and rolling with the important stuff. Who's in your mouth?
I got some Larceny 92 proof bourbon.
Jesus Christ.
Chris, who's in your mouth?
The same.
Yeah, but... You do have some ice in it, so it shouldn't be too bad.
It's watered down. I know how much you like it, getting cut with water.
I did make sure I put in enough.
Thank you.
And my hand.
Filthy hands.
My hand.
Oh. Happy birthday, Tom.
Thank you.
Clink it up.
Woo. Oh,
man. I also have Starbucks here, too, to wash that out.
Woo.
Never. Mamma mia. Blitzkrieg?
Blitzkrieg. Off in video games on Blitzkrieg News, we have Terry Bogard coming to
Have you ever failed me at Blitzkrieg?
Oh shit, was that supposed to be the big blitz?
No. No, so as of recording,
There
is a little mini, not really mini, it's like a 45-minute Nintendo Direct about Terry Bogard in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. We are recording a scant 12 hours before we see it, so we have no news. Except, I'm going to edit. So, Terry Bogard is available.
Now, he came out, like, the next day. Go download him. He's pretty cool.
Hey, that's great news, right? Terry Bogard,
that's
right?
Great.
From Fatal Fury, is in Smash Brothers.
Yep.
At some point in the future, as of right now.
You know what I enjoy? That you'll be listening to that Nintendo... You probably listened to that Nintendo Direct, and I was all snuggled up, sleeping still,
because
I'm on vacation.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hello, dog. Oh, God. This bourbon's kicking my ass. That's two sips. Next, Tommy. Sorry.
Also in games. Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4 announced really no release dates. Or anything.
I think 2020 at best, or at least.
Well, Diablo 4 definitely has no kind of release date at all. This is great that this came out of BlizzCon, because after the disappointment that Blizzard showed at E3 showing the Diablo mobile game.
Also, their complete PR fiasco of banning someone.
Hear
about this stuff? We don't need to get into it, but it was just like this was them being their little make nice. Details wise, like what Overwatch 2 has a story mode.
It
or something
does have,
now,
yeah,
it has characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
Which I know, I mean, as a Overwatch player,
right.
I have been clamoring for a story mode, and
this is
fucking huge.
They definitely pride themselves on like the CG trailers and like the character development. And all
they
stuff.
Were so good.
That's pretty cool. Diablo, I know you know my thoughts, which are just no thoughts.
Yeah.
But you're a big Diablo fan.
Yes,
at least Diablo 3, I know you hit hard.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no. Even Diablo 2 back in the day,
okay,
I hit that like a brick shithouse.
Nice. I
love both franchises in Blizzard.
Great.
The Wonderful. CGI trailer for.
Overwatch 2?
For both.
Okay.
Like, Diablo, the one for Diablo 4 was fucking awesome. They revealed the big bad.
Okay.
It's Lilith.
It Diablo?
Oh. Lilith.
Lilith. Who's Lilith?
She is...
That's great. Who's Lilith?
Lilith is the mother of...
dragons.
Everything Daenerys. Everything that's evil. Wikipedia Nation, Google it, Sherm.
I ain't gotta do that. Cool.
Do what you gotta do.
Thank you.
Learn something. Read
Play
a book.
Read a book, he says.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Put some hair on your dick.
On the dick?
Yeah.
Yikes. What else?
Comics.
Oh, okay. Comic news.
There was only two things for games.
Okay, cool.
Spider-Man Noir miniseries returning in 2020.
Yep, I'm excited for that. So, spoiler alert for... you didn't read Spider-Geddon yet, right?
Spider-Geddon?
Yes.
I think I did.
Okay.
About 100% sure I did.
Did you know... 100%?
That's the one where...
Did you know Spider-Man Noir dies?
Oh, no, I did not read Spider-Geddon.
Damn it. All right,
cool.
He came back. So, I know.
Someone died in comics and didn't come back?
Yeah, so he's going to be having a new miniseries in 2020.
Cool.
Which I'm super down for. I love that universe.
I know.
It's a lot of glass on glass. Mm-hmm. Glass to glass. Hey, glass to glass. Woo. Happy birthday, Tom.
Thank you. You could tell that the Lars thing is doing what it should be doing because... After each sip, I don't flinch as much.
That's called alcoholism.
No. It'd be called alcoholism if I went to a meeting.
No, it's just a quitter at that point. Moving on.
That's it in comics.
Okay, cool.
D&D aren't going to be doing Star Wars anymore.
Yes, so David Benioff and D.B. Weiss or whatever. Yeah, because Netflix
like threw him a shit ton of money.
Yeah, so... There it is. It has nothing to do with the Game of Thrones reception or whatever. It was just that they got pulled in too many directions and money talks. So that's where they went.
Exactly.
Oh, well, whatever. The revolving door of Star Wars creative teams continue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Into the Spider-Verse sequel coming April 8th, 2020.
Super down for that. And apparently the Japanese Spoida Man has been heavily teased, if not like... Tongue in cheek, confirmed.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see that. I believe that's the one with the watch, and
and the web shooters are basically on the outside.
Am I thinking the live action one?
Yes, you're thinking. Okay. I think that's who they were talking about. One. Exactly.
Yes. Cool. Great. Great job.
Awesome. Can't wait. There's so much talking about this Batman, about Matt Reeves, the Batman movie.
Okay.
You have apparently Matthew McConaughey.
I did just as see this. Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent.
Right.
Colin Farrell as Penguin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is just Andy Serkis as Alfred.
Hmm. Confirmed? This is just bullshit talk.
A lot of this is... They're in the finished process of the talks.
Okay. What's the matter,
Tom? It feels very bloated. But then again, I look back at, like, Batman 1989. I was like, that shit's fucking bloated.
Yeah, sure.
Because, like, you got Jack Nicholson, you got Michael Keaton, you got Kim Basinger, you have... the dude who played the reporter, no one knows him.
Sure. The Goon, you had him.
Right.
Or even think about Batman Returns.
Yeah. Because
you got Michael Keaton, Michelle Pfeiffer, Danny DeVito, Christopher Walken.
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams in,
Billy Dee Williams, he was in Batman 89.
Yes, he was. Harvey Dent. Yes, he was.
There you go.
So, I'm looking forward to this. I hope it's good. Matt Reeves seems like a pretty good, director, so... He did some of the Planet of the Apes, and I think he did first John Wick.
All right, cool.
I could be wrong. Trailer talk, The Grudge.
Did you see this one?
No, because I actually didn't. I actually just showed up for this one. How was this? How was this trailer? It's The Grudge.
Yeah, it's The Grudge. Sam Raimi? I forget who did this. I forget. We do no research here on Blitzkrieg News specifically.
And as Chris says, Tom just shows up.
I at least watched the fucking thing, and it looked fine.
I watched one of the two trailers that we have on
one
here.
One of the two, 50%.
Right. Exactly, that's better than 0% like normal.
That is better than zero, so we have nowhere else to go but up.
Or down.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Nicholas Pesk is directing it. He did Eyes of My Mother. Who produced it?
Yeah. Blitziest Blitzkrieg.
Shut up. Not Sam Raimi.
Okay.
He did. I'm sorry.
Woo! Chris Sherman strikes again.
Yes.
I'll drink to that.
Woo!
Happy birthday, Tom.
I almost tapped you with my phone.
Oh, God, it's getting harder to swallow.
That's what she said.
Womp,
womp, womp.
What else, Tom? And happening in Blitzkrieg News. Just get off IMDb right now.
Well, you fucking had me doing live research.
Now he's on a loop right now.
I fall into an IMDb hole. TV. Sony shutting down PlayStation View in January. Don't give a shit.
Well, it's a follow-up from last Blitzkrieg when they were looking to sell it off, and I guess they couldn't find anyone to sell it to. Cool. So, bye-bye PS View. I don't even know
that what sucks, because there was one good show on there called Powers.
Yeah, but is that on the PS View, or that's on just the PlayStation Network?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Cool, great.
Age of Heroes era Game of Thrones prequel isn't happening, but House of Dragons is.
This happened on the same day.
It was bananas.
Yeah, so, I mean, HBO had a bunch of Game of Thrones prequels in the mix, in the works, and one of them fell off, which was the Age of Heroes one, but the one that kind of is like a Targaryen prequel is going forward, so... That's great. More Game of Thrones, in case you were worried.
It will be based off the book Fire and Blood, which was a pretty good
sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It's very good.
Cool.
Green Lantern and Strange Adventures in the works at HBO Max.
Right, because HBO Max basically completely took over the WB portion and the DC Universe stuff, so now they're doing all their DC... things, and they want to do original programming, like I guess like the sort of like the Marvel Netflix, but right. You know, so hey, that's cool. Hopefully it's good.
Trailer,
I mean, you know, Titans, and you know, like the production guys between Titans and Doom Patrol,
sure,
seem to have been doing a fine job over on that end.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Streaming Wizard 2020.
Trailer talk for TV.
Yes.
The Mandalorian.
Ooh, I dig this.
I dig it. Because it's no...
I just want to see it.
It's and, no Skywalker bullshit. It's it's correct. The wars.
Yes. It's the gritty...
Exactly.
Dirty Star Wars.
Right. It's casting couch BS. Yeah.
Okay, listen. That's two different things we're talking about. Fuck. But I'm talking about like what I liked growing up about Star Wars more than Star Trek was just how... dirty it was, how real it was, because everything in Star Trek was clean and sterile, la-di-da. This one was just like bounty hunters and bars and fucking Jar Jar Binks stepping in poop. Like, it was just gross, dirty shit. And right. Mandalorian, yes, more of this, please. And it'll be coming out soon, as per posting, because Disney Plus is right around the corner.
Yeah, and the app is still not...
Is that you or is that the dog shaking the table?
Oh, that's me. Oh,
okay. You okay there?
The app's still not showing up on the PlayStation.
It'll show up the day of, or 24 hours before. I don't know what to tell you. What else we got?
Well, how can I pre-purchase the app if I can't fucking get
it? No, you probably got to pre-purchase a plan going online. You got to use your cellular telephone or a personal computer or a top device.
Nothing really in wrestling. I mean, the only thing in wrestling we got right now is there's the NXT invasion going on the main roster.
Right, because Survivor Series is now like a three-way warfare thing, which I was always a sucker for. I always liked the brand warfare because like they never gave a fuck about the brand split until it's like Survivor Series or bragging rights. And I'm like, yeah, give me this stuff because it reminds me of this old... It was almost like an old Justice League comic where it was like you had... Justice League Blue or some shit. I don't fucking remember. It was D-list people X-Men at Blue? Best. No, I said Justice League.
Justice League International, you're probably thinking of.
All right, dude.
Where you had
Flame and
Guy Gardner and Ice.
Probably. Yeah. Actually, probably. And then I remember the one comic, it was them, and then it was like some like weird alternate version. But it wasn't like the villains, and it wasn't like another Earth. It was just like, I get just made for that issue to be just like everyone's counterpoint.
Sure.
And I dig that stuff. So give me more of that.
Cool.
Survivor Series, I'm kicking around. We might do something for that.
Yes.
Survivor Series is always a good show for the boys.
Yeah.
And we'd like to do something.
I have ideas.
So do I. We'll have to talk about those.
We will. Mm. Take it offline. Mm. In Essetia news.
Yes.
The Age of Reunions continues. This is a big one, man.
Uh-huh.
Rage Against the Machine going on tour in 2020. Right now, it's only, like, West Coast. If they hit East Coast,
well, they're West Coast guys, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But if they hit East Coast, oh, my God. That is one of the only concerts I actually feared for my life.
Really?
Yeah, because that... Okay.
Got a quick story?
They went... They came to Nassau Coliseum.
Uh-huh.
And they went, you know, and they did... this is for Battle for Los Angeles.
Okay.
Guerrilla Radio. And
yes.
So, like, and this is when, like, they were all about, like, anti-cops, anti-establishment. Mm-hmm. And, like, Zach De La Rocha, he was just like, yo, fuck the police, and blah, blah, blah. And me and my buddy, you know, me and my buddy that I went with, we look at each other, we're like, Get the fuck out of it. We walk out, there are mounted units around Nassau Coliseum. There are mounted units in the Coliseum.
NWA did it, though.
It was just one of those things where you're like, I don't want to get trampled.
I'm not safe.
I need an adult.
Right, sure.
But okay. It was, right. Honestly, though, it was one of the best shows I've ever fucking been to,
cool.
Man.
That's pretty cool.
It really was. I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
I peaked with going to see the Beastie Boys at this garden, and I was like 6 feet away from the stage.
That's cool.
That was pretty cool. Oh,
I,
thanks. I had to sit through your fucking
story. No. I enjoyed that.
No, it's fine.
I think my peak was... No, I had two peaks. I was like five. Yeah.
Two peaks. Two nipples. Nice hard peaks. Oh boy.
I was like where you and I are sitting.
Uh huh.
That's how close I was to Dimebag Darrell. One of the last times I saw Pantera, and then like from here to that wall on the special studio.
Okay.
Metallica was right there, so it was like you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool. Both those are like yeah.
I'll drink to that.
I think I came a little.
Not say that when I'm about to drink, about to guzzle it. Is that it?
I just grew Doug.
Wow, a birthday miracle, nation.
And my heart grew 5 times and then exploded.
We gotta go to the hospital.
Yeah.
That's it for Blitzkrieg. Yep, Tommy, so we're in the Rude Boys catch-up portion of the show, so...
And this is your traditional one, not like last episode where we were talking about all that horror stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, this is your traditional shit.
I got a little Rudetober hangover.
Okay.
Because obviously, you know, when we last left, you boys, I was playing Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
Okay.
I finished it.
Good.
I finished it on the 31st.
Cool.
So actually, probably hours before I went to go pick up Luigi's Mansion 3.
Nice. You did a midnight pickup on Luigi's?
No, I got it after work.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Bloodstained, okay. It was fine. You know what I mean? Like, it played on the Switch. It was a little... I'm sure it could have been nicer.
On the PS4. It was fine.
It was fine.
I'm sure it would have been fine, even better on the... like PS4
yeah.
Or Xbox One.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm stuck in it and
you're gonna drop it.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. You're gonna hear. Yep. Yes, okay. I did.
So that's over and done with. I am playing something else, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I was also dabbling with Super Ghouls and Ghosts. So anyone who follows me on Twitter, I do like a Rootober, Spooktober thingy where I just do like spooky video games. And I was dabbling with Super Ghouls and Ghosts because I needed something to get me out of Bloodstained a little bit here and there, and right. Something to kind of hold me over. Let me tell you, save states are a dream, especially the rewind feature is a dream on the Super Nintendo app for the Nintendo Switch Online service. And I've gotten the furthest I've ever gotten in that game, which I think is still like halfway. And I'm playing it on beginner and fucking 9 credits. Like, I don't give a shit. I wanted to just play a game with horror themes in it. And I did. And will I go back to it? I don't know, maybe. So
Super Metroid could be a horror theme.
I'd give that. Yes. What? Oh, this larceny. I would definitely consider parts of Super Metroid horror.
Sure.
Definitely. I wouldn't call it a horror game. I would call it
okay.
Horror stuff. Or if you wanted to play it in Rudetober, definitely. I would say that's a Rudetober.
Or you know what? Play whatever the fuck you want.
You can play whatever the fuck you want, whenever the fuck you want. But for Rudetober, it's Rudetober games. And that, I would consider a Rudetober game.
Cool.
All right. So what have you been up to, Tom?
Whew. I have been reading Superior Spider-Man.
Okay. Yes.
Now, I can't delve too much into this because... Because
right. I want to read it.
You want to read
but
it.
But I know, like, I've read shit afterwards.
You know, like,
general
right.
arc.
At first, I was like, I don't know how I fucking feel about this. Like, okay. It was, like, very, like,
do we need to recap what that is, or...?
Pretty much. What Superior Spider-Man is when Dr. Octopus was dying, and he transferred his consciousness into Peter Parker's body.
Sure, yes.
And transferred Peter Parker's what he thought in
right.
consciousness
basically, into... Basically Freaky Friday'd.
Right, but not really.
No, because part of Peter Parker's psyche or something
is still in there, right? And they just put Volume 6 up on Comixology Unlimited, which is where he goes to war with the goblins.
Oh yes.
So okay. Yeah.
And then, like I was saying, like the other day, like that was like a full year, right?
I think it was probably like a year and a half.
Like 600 to 700 or some shit.
Yeah, because like, they also had Superior Foes and whatnot. Oh, like, sure, they had a whole bunch of shit going on.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, which and then it made me like it was like I'm a sucker for Osborn, right? Sure. Osborn's involved. I'm like, okay. Then it made me think. I'm like, okay, so Doc Ock was on. Yeah, obviously started Sinister Six.
Yep.
Were Osborn and Doc Ock ever on Sinister Six together? No, they weren't.
Not the 616 continuity, no.
Never.
There are other versions, maybe Age of Apocalypse. I think in like the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon or something,
okay.
The Green Goblin is part of the Sinister Six. But you're getting probably a little loose and freaky with different Sinister Six versions.
Right. I mean, from what I was seeing on Wikipedia, it seemed like Dr. Octopus was, like, the main leader in, like, a lot of the incarnations
usually always the case. Yeah. If not, like, the only other one that I can think of is
Osborn,
the Insidious Six.
Yeah, Osborn was a cartoon. Osborn was a leader at one point. Yeah. Hobgoblin was a leader at one point.
I think to fill the void of, this was after, I think, Dr. Octopus died.
But I am enjoying it.
It kind of refreshes the character.
But you sit there and you're like, how fucking stupid are some of these characters that we've known and loved for years that they don't see Peter Parker acting differently? And like, there was only one person that was just like, fuck that. Nope, that ain't Peter Parker.
This guy ain't real.
I'm not going to say who it was.
Oh, okay, cool.
I won't say. Okay, I don't want to ruin it for you.
That's fine.
What
else you have?
And no, it's not MJ.
Nah. I mean, from what I've understood, he fooled a lot, if not all of the Avengers, just being like, well, you're acting different. Like,
whatever. Yeah, well, until Stark came.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
And Stark was like, yeah, you fucked up somewhere. Flash Thompson gets involved, which I'm a sucker for Agent Venom. I really am.
No, that's a cool arc.
I gotta see if that's up on Comixology, some Agent Venom. But yeah, like I'm looking forward to seeing how this ends.
Cool.
In my queue on Comixology, I have all the Darth Vader books.
Oh, okay. I heard those are pretty good.
So did I, and I've always seen this more current one. Yeah, and I've always seen this one panel where it's just like Lord Vader, you're surrounded, and he goes, "Yeah, all I see is I'm surrounded by dead men," and he pulls the pins on the thermo grenades and fucking blows them all up.
Right.
I'm like, that's fucking baller. That's Vader right there. Today, right before we started recording, I finished Glow Season 3.
Okay.
Any plans to catch this?
I'm far behind on Netflix stuff. As much as I enjoyed the first two seasons and like the premise of it, I don't see myself going back.
They really take them being in Vegas and running. Like, this might sound odd to say.
Uh-huh.
Way too much unnecessary nudity.
Okay, then.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I get you're in Vegas.
Sure.
And you're running, like, with that.
Right.
But, I don't know. And the main character, Ruth, she just has not evolved.
Okay.
She sucks. Ruth sucks, man. Like, Sam has evolved.
I was like Mark Maron's character.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's kind of... And also the guy, the kid, whatever his name is. The financier.
Yeah. The character that you evolves the most in this is Sheila. The She-Wolf.
The She-Wolf girl? Okay.
She, like... Yeah. Okay. You know, fuck it. Spoiler.
Yeah, that's fine.
She, like, you know... She got rid of that character. She doesn't wear the wig anymore. So it's like, it's very cool. She evolved. And yeah, now Ruth, fuck Ruth. Like, and it ends with like them get like Sebastian, right? That was the guy's name?
Is that the guy kid I was talking about? Okay.
Him and the blonde, Liberty Bell, they sneaked a deal out from underneath her boyfriend that she was seeing to get them a TV deal.
Okay.
And she offered Ruth and, you know, to be the director.
Classic Ruth, like, no.
And, yeah. Exactly, and she's just, and you know, Liberty Bell goes like this, goes, look, you're never going to be an actress.
Right.
You're so good at directing. You know,
yeah, I remember come that, that was kind of like how her story was going right. at the
come
end of season
and direct,
two,
come
yeah.
and do this, come and do that. Like, you're so much better at this than you are at being an actress.
Right.
You're never going to get called to be one. And she was just all like, man, that's your dream, not my dream. I was like, fuck you. You're getting handed a silver fucking platter.
Right.
Fuck you. Like,
all right, there you go.
Yeah, I don't like I don't like that actress either.
Okay. Allison, I don't think I've seen Allison her in anything Brie? Outside of Glow, so.
Yeah. That's not No, that's not the chick from
I think she's in Community. I haven't
Is she?
I haven't seen Community.
I've never watched Community. I know a lot of people all right,
bless you.
I know a lot of people calm in their pants for that.
Goodness.
I'm
given it a shot. Oh, yes, please. Thanks for clarifying that.
Well, I have to be, you know, make sure we're PC. Hi, buddy.
How is jizz more PC than cum?
Well, you know, whatever.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I've also...
To the children listening, get a parent.
If this there is, are children listening, you got some bad parents.
Also, why the fuck aren't you subscribed to our YouTube? Kids love YouTube.
Yeah.
bit.ly/rudeboysrudetube, all lowercase. Yes, okay, so what else
are you going to do? I have been playing a game that came out on Halloween.
Oh!
A little game called Luigi's Mansion 3.
For the Nintendo Switch?
For the Nintendo Switch. No, PlayStation 4.
I'm also playing that. So we should probably do a game club.
Woo, game clubs!
Fuck a duck!
So Luigi's Mansion 3,
For the Nintendo Switch, came out October 31st, 2019.
Wow, man, I must be stroking out and getting deja vu real bad. Luigi's Mansion 3, third in Luigi's Mansion series, if you don't count the arcade game that's out in some Dave & Buster's. Have you seen that one?
No.
You seen it? No.
It's I don't like, go to Dave & Buster's.
No?
It's kind of a waste.
I think the judge told you not to.
No, he told me not to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, there is a difference. Yes, I'm sorry. But anyway, it's like a sit-down thing. You get, like, the Poltergeist. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about this. We're talking about Luigi's Mansion 3. So the Nintendo Switch console came out October 31st. So that was a lot of booze. What are your thoughts, Tom? Oh, no.
I got to wipe my mouth like a good girl.
Okay. Well, I'm in the garden area. Where are you at? It's like floor 7 or something like that.
I'm in floor 6. Like, I don't know. I got
What's
armor.
The motif?
Right now, I got these fucking...
Oh, God. Here we go. I can see it coming off the... I can see the show coming off the wheels right now.
Now? I'm in this part where there's this elevator where there's, like, one top, like, you know, you sit there with your vacuum. Christ, and it drops it.
To mine.
Or you can, like,
okay,
you know.
Okay, I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm stuck there. And I got mice running around the boot.
All right,
and
so
I,
you're...
So, yeah, you got to look at it for me.
You're, I think, one floor.
One flow?
Me. Yeah, so, all right. But
I'm enjoying
it.
I really... This is the Resident Evil game I always wanted.
You know, it's so funny because, like, when Luigi's Mansion came out for the GameCube, that's what everyone was saying because everyone was just like, oh, it's not Mario, Blair. But it's like... It's a different take. Like it's a more methodical, puzzly, spooky game.
Right.
A Nintendo spooky game. So
yes,
Yeah, you know. And then plus Dark Moon for the
Dark
Nintendo
Moon
DS.
Was so fucking
Moon,
good.
One of my top 10 Rootober games.
I'm loving this game though, man.
Oh yeah,
I really
me too.
Am.
I think
like,
it looks great.
It really does.
I'm playing it pretty much strictly on handheld.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing, and I know we say this every time we're doing a game club. It's like I really need to get it hooked into the big screen because
right.
there are so many games that like you know.
Oh hello.
I want you to bring up like you know bring over or
sure.
I have that we're just sit there. I think we played on the big screen once at our friend Leroy's house.
I think
we played
so.
Smash.
I mean, we're usually doing other stuff too. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, we played Smash.
You know,
yeah.
like I'm like I.
We played Mario Kart at my house that time. You know, usually play.
Yeah.
Jack Pack or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. No, but like I don't know. I need to get more onto the screen.
I hear you. But I mean, I think this is a good, nice little handheld game.
Absolutely.
Fun fact, and I told you this story, Tom. I have these nice new, brand new neon green Joy-Cons. Official, not like a custom mod or anything like that.
Yeah.
They came out probably a week before Luigi's Mansion, so they're brand spanking new. And they've got some serious Joy-Con drift on them, which sucks.
Know what your problem
is. But, hang on, but it's actually kind of funny because it's like I'm almost controlling Luigi, who's like too scared to move. So in my mind, it's like he's trying to fight me. It's like, I'm not trying to justify it because I'm annoyed as fuck. But like, it's just like, oh, okay. Like, you know, but also in my mind, it's like, is he purposely not moving? Because I know he's scared.
But you picked those up the day of they came out. Yeah, that was your first mistake.
Well, I mean, it's the technology that's been around.
Yep.
So, oh, here we go.
You're wrong.
But I looked up some stuff. I got some rubbing alcohol to kind of get in there. Some static cling.
Get your clean. Get your pubes in there. Rub it out. You'll be good.
Is that it for Game Club?
This is what you wanted.
There it is. Obviously going to keep sticking with it.
I am. I don't leave a floor until I think it's 100%.
I've been trying that. I think actually that the one you're on right now, the castle floor, I did the best single run.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I think I got like 4 out of 5 gems or something like that.
Which boss gave you the most difficult?
So far, I think the one before that guy, because for some reason, chef? I think it was the chef because I couldn't. Here's the thing with Luigi's Mansion bosses, or at least in this game, it was that you have to let them do a routine so you can actually find a weakness. Whereas if you're trying to go on the attack or on the offensive, they'll hit
Take
you.
Take your fucking frying pan.
They'll hit you, and then their routine will just restart. I was fighting that guy. On and on and on and on until, like, I went... Okay, so the hint system's pretty good in this game, but I'll put a pin in that real quick. Until I just let the guy do his thing until he was, like, dizzy or whatever the fuck. I don't remember.
But you had to shoot him with, like, a fish first.
Yes, you had to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's puzzle.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Again, as I said at the beginning, this is the Resident Evil game that I've wanted.
I hear
like... That. My brother's also playing this.
Okay.
And there's a part in the game where he was just like, holy fuck, that actually scared me.
I don't know if I've gotten that yet.
Where are you again?
I'm in the garden area.
Okay, no. He's
further along.
It was the museum that fucked him up a little bit.
I don't remember. Okay, I'll have to ask him.
Dinosaurs were involved.
I don't remember dinosaurs, but okay.
Dinosaur fossils.
I don't remember that yet.
Yeah, so you're not there.
Okay.
So apparently, the dinosaur lake.
Stop explaining it. I haven't seen it yet.
I'm trying to make Game Club fun, but that's cool.
Well, the Game Club's between us, all right? Nation, if you're playing Luigi's Mansion 3, hit us up. Let us know. Hashtag Rude Boys Game Club.
Luigi's Mansion.
Also, you can use hashtag Luigi's Mansion 3, but hashtag Rude Boys Game Club.
I will be looking forward to not seeing any of those tweets.
Alrighty, Tommy.
Ready
to hear about some Pokemans?
Let's. You have 10 minutes.
I don't have 10 minutes. No. I have a decent amount of time, much to your happiness. Yeah, we're talking Pokemon because that's a really good picture.
That's fucking amazing.
The next game that probably shake me out of Luigi's Mansion 3 is going to be Pokemon Sword and Shield, coming out on November 15th. So right around the corner, as per posting, man, we're good, right? The synergy timed this out pretty well, right?
Yeah, right? Cool. Have fun. I will be looking forward to hearing about your adventures.
Will you be looking forward to hear about them?
In the wilderness, playing with your monsters in your pocket.
Yep, so. That's pretty much right. Hey, you know when that started, right?
1998?
Oh, you're so very close.
99.
You're also very close, but we're going to take it back. We're going to take it 2000. Back. You're going the wrong way. We're going to 1996 real first, okay, real quick, okay? Because we got to talk about Pocket Monsters. Came out in Japan.
Japan 4!
Japan 4?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I've watched a lot of anime that they do that.
Okay. So Pocket Monsters, red and green version, came out, so it was a new release.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the same year, 1996, Pokemon Blue version came out, which was kind of like almost like an updated version of both those games. Kind of like, you know, there was some hiccups in the games. Yes,
Pokemon Blue Squirtle was Bulbasaur was on it.
Nope, you were right the first time. Actually, Squirtle? It was Blastoise, but whatever.
Okay, and Pokemon Red was Charmeleon.
Charizard, you're very
close.
But
and it kills me because Charmander and all of his evolutions are my favorite.
Okay, great.
So dragons.
Right. They're, well, not really. We'll get into that, Tom. Don't you worry. So that's just a little bit. Ooh, sorry about that, pup.
Why do you kick? Why? Yo, why do you kick Studio Dog?
Sorry, Studio Dog.
SD. It's all right, buddy.
So that was 1996, but the rest of our games, the rest of the notes are all going to be from American release years, all right? It's just easier that way. The nation relates better to that because that was our history. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That was my history.
I'm focusing on the middle right now.
See that? Oh, boy. So Pokemon Red and Blue version came out in 1998. This was the first original. See, I got physical. I got Pokemon Blue. So growing up, I got Pokemon Blue. God, stop that.
I'm jerking it off.
Okay. And my sister got Pokemon Red.
I think I had Red.
Okay. I never finished it. Obviously, the beginning of the Pokemon Revolution in America introduced the world to 151 pocket monsters. Yeah, buddy.
Nice.
Right? Okay, good. So this, personally speaking, because I don't think, Tom, you have many historical notes to talk about these Pokemon games.
I really don't. Okay. I'm just here for the fucking wild Pokemon ride.
That's cool. The wild Pokemon. So this was
kind of like Mr. Toad's
this came out in a time in my life where I was the hardest core Nintendo fan. So of course I had to buy both versions, not thinking like, what's the fucking point? You know what I mean?
Were you a Nintendo fan or a Nintendo apologist?
I was a fan. Okay. I don't think at that point it was an apology sort of thing. I would think around N64, GameCube, you'd become a Nintendo apologist. Okay. But either way, I'm still a Nintendo fan. They can do whatever the fuck they want. I don't care. I'm not going to apologize for them.
It's hot.
So I had both Red and Blue version, but I played the hell out of this Blue version right here in my hand. Got all the Pokemons in it. Vaporeon was my last catch.
150?
Well, I did get 150, and thanks to Game Shark, I got Mew, 151. Because he was, at the time, it was a very inaccessible Pokemon to get. It was a lot of rumors. This was also right early internet era, so there was still a lot of, like, the schoolyard rumors of like, hey, you should go to this, you know, go to the SS Vermilion and go to the dock. Oh my god. No faux pas today, okay, please.
Well, too bad.
Oh boy.
Too bad.
Get this, push the truck and the Mew's under there, or go to the Safari Zone and do this. The face he's making. Oh boy, we've only just begun.
We've only just begun. That's the song, right?
Yeah, so Pokemon Blue. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Pokemon Blue and Red, 1998.
Cool.
In the following year, 1999, Pokemon Yellow.
In the year 1999.
The special Pikachu edition came out.
Pika Pika.
And that was very much in the vein of the Pokemon anime. Pika, so, Pika. Like, your character was Ash. Your Pokemon you got was Pikachu.
The cartridge was yellow.
The cartridge was yellow. Very good. We'll give it away.
I know Talos.
You do know Talos. But it was... It basically began the... Oh, there it goes. It basically began the trend of you get two versions initially and a third mega version. You know what I mean? Maybe it has the best of both versions, and maybe the story's a little different, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe it's like a bit of a sequel.
Okay.
We're going to see a bit of a trend coming into that. Basically, it's more of the cash grab. You want two games out? Oh, you want a third?
Cool.
Get it ready, Pokemaniacs.
So that came out on Game Boy still?
Yes, that's correct. This came out on Game Boy.
Okay.
The OG Game Boy. The Pokemon Yellow had a bit of a... It had a Super Game Boy tint to it, or special palette or something like that. So you would put it in... It was the cartridge that you would put in the Super Nintendo. You could put a Game Boy game in it, and you could play Game Boy games on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
On the TV. So you had like a different border or something like that. So it was a little bit more enhanced, but not as enhanced as
enhanced
in the year
enhanced
2000.
In the year 2000,
Pokemon Gold and Silver came out.
This is the one I had drive. When did this come out?
2000. We just said that.
I think I might have had that.
Okay.
I think me and my younger brother switched off back and forth.
Nice.
Even the little bastard started a new game. So I think what? Three files?
Only one.
Only one?
Yeah. Three files comes much later.
Oh yeah, no, he fucked up and he erased our data while we were up to a 12-hour drive upstate.
Oh, beautiful. That must have been a fun rest.
That Game Boy almost went out the window.
Nice. That's fine.
You want to talk about rage quitting? Fuck this shit!
Also, I mean, so it is...
Gotta playable. Catch them all,
it is playable on the Game Boy, but it is enhanced for the Game Boy Color. So you can put it in and get actually specific colors for different Pokemon and shit like that. Introduces another 100 Pokemon, so it's up to 251. I'm going to be doing a
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's
going to
get worse, buddy. I've just got a rough estimate on the Pokemon Pokédex, I guess, totals as we run through the different generations. Jesus. So this is Generation 2.
All right, so we've advanced to 100.
We've at another 100. That's correct.
Okay.
The math is gonna get worse. Just warning you.
Here, give me that book so I can.
Nope. I need the notes.
I need to keep track of math.
No, you don't. So Pokemon Gold introduces different gendered Pokemon. It introduces shiny Pokemon.
Wait. So you can bang? You can make Pokemon fuck?
Yes, you could actually.
Yes. Like come inside and create a Pikachu and a Pikachu and create a Pichu.
Yes, actually.
Holy shit. And then it can evolve to a Pikachu and then a Raichu?
With a Thunderstone, yes, that's correct.
What the fuck is a Thunderstone?
Thunderstone is a magical stone that has certain Pokemon can evolve from, like Jolteon from Eevee.
It's amazing you get laid.
It is, actually.
It really fucking is.
Sometimes I just don't think about it, to be honest. It's just like, okay.
I know. Great. Think on sexy thoughts.
So continuing, though, with the trend of the third version of this game coming out, Pokemon Crystal came out the following year. I don't have that. Well, let me phrase that. Again, I do. I only brought the mainline games that I've played. So, like I said earlier, I bought Pokemon Red. Even though I played Pokemon Blue, I didn't bring Pokemon Red. To be honest, I it's in a pile to sell because it's like I have no history with that game. I have history with Blue. I have history with Gold. I have history with these games in front of me, which Nation you'll see on the Instagram when the episode goes live.
Yeah, picture's kind of shitty.
Fuck you.
It really is.
I like it.
Okay, cool.
So Pokemon...
I don't.
Pokemon Crystal came out in 2001 specifically for the Game Boy Color.
Okay. So
this was enhanced.
So what? Wait, what game is this?
Pokemon Crystal.
Okay, cool. All right. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. So this again was the third version of this generation. It has a different bit of a story mode to it, a different rival. You can actually play as a female protagonist for the first time in the game.
Is Team Rocket in it?
Team Rocket is in this generation, correct? Yes.
They were also in those two.
Yes.
Okay.
Because so Pokemon Gold and Silver acts almost like a sequel to Pokemon Red and Blue.
Okay.
And what's good, and pretty much what's well noted, is the late Nintendo president Satoru Iwata pretty much personally programmed all of the Kanto region for Pokemon Red and Blue into Pokemon Gold and Silver, basically creating twice as much of a game. This generation is fantastic. One of my favorite games. But it acts storyline as a sequel to Pokemon Red and Blue and Generation 1. I'm not getting into some weird fucking timeline. Google it, Nation. That's all I gotta tell you. Pokemon Crystal.
Wait, hold on. You're telling them to Google that, but you won't fucking Google shit about what I was talking about.
You're right. Well, I won't. Maybe the Nation does. Maybe the Nation is interested in this. Maybe you won't.
Oh, so you're saying the Nation cares about me more than you do.
I think they care more about me than I care about you. Okay. All right. But moving on, Tom, who's standing right next to me, 2003, Pokemon Ruby and Pokemon Sapphire, the first dual-release Pokemon games for the Game Boy Advance. So we're advancing, my friend.
Ooh, Game Boy, Ruby.
I played the shit out of Ruby when it came out. That hit me hard.
Very familiar.
Yes, that hit me, I was graduating high school that year. Yes, so Ruby was fun.
Okay.
Ruby and Sapphire were fun. Again, didn't really get into it, but whatever. The Pokedex is now up to 386 in this generation.
Holy shit.
So about 130-something. Yep. Or 80. I don't fucking know. My math is bad. But yeah, Ruby and Sapphire. It introduces two-on-two Pokemon battles.
That I do and remember that.
And shit like that. Yep, yep. Like, it was cool. The stories were definitely diverged more. So in Pokemon Ruby, you have Team Magma, who's trying to basically rid the world of water. And then in Sapphire, you have Team Aqua, who are basically trying to rid the world of land. Basically, it's like, both those plans don't work out, guy. But a lot of them were based off of legendary Pokemon of their respective games. So it was kind of cool. It definitely enticed people to try to play the game, both games, because it was a little bit of a different storyline. There you go. Pokemon Ruby.
I like the way it looks.
Oh, yeah, no, they were really great. So, like, about this generation...
Nice, clear, red cartridge.
Yep, because, yep, like, yeah, Pokemon Blue, Red, and Yellow all had those color things. Gold and Silver were kind of a shiny thing. Crystal was, like, a blue a see-through. And then sure. Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald, which was the third version of those two games.
It's probably a green cartridge, right?
It's green, yes.
Holy
green
fuck, I know my color spectrum, Nation.
So good, Tommy. Around this time, though, they started remaking the older Pokemon games, trying to bring them up to date. So in 2004, they released what was called Pokemon Fire Red and Pokemon Leaf Green. So they were basically remakes of Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue. Okay, so Pokemon Blue was America's second version, whereas in Japan, Pokemon Green was their second version. It just, whatever reason, instead of Red and Blue, it was Red and Green. Yes, okay. So 2004, that's what happened. It's not Blitzkrieg. Keep it drinking.
I will.
So that basically brought all the previous Pokemon back into the mix, because when you start advancing the technology and doing different systems and doing different handhelds, you start to lose out on, you know, your favorites.
Okay.
Because it was pretty hard to get Pokemon off of your Game Boy onto your Game Boy Advance. Like, there were ways around it. Because the Game Boy Advance was backwards compatible with the system, so, like, you were able to do some wacky shit or put it to the GameCube or some shit. Like, it's crazy stuff. People are able to do it. Like they're able to get their Pokemon off of the OG Game Boy games and get them onto the Switch somehow.
Jesus.
Yeah. Right. There are ways. There are
fucking nerds, man.
People love these games. I don't know if you know this, Tom. People love these games.
Yeah. I'm glad. 50% of the glad.
People here.
I'm glad people like these games.
Okay, good. Good. 2007, Tommy. Moving on to the Nintendo DS. We got Pokemon Diamond version and Pokemon Pearl version. Personally speaking, this is when the wheels start coming off.
Okay. I
said that already, but whatever.
Kind of like our podcast.
A little bit, yes. This is when things start getting a little more hazy.
Yeah, let me read
in
the
me
back.
Pokemon. You don't have to. But go
as ahead. A rookie Pokemon trainer, you will need to catch, train, and battle Pokemon on your journey to become the Pokemon League champion. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. You will face many challenges along the way as you search for the Pokemon that rules time in Pokemon Diamond version.
Which is this one right here.
The cream of the crop.
Yeah, so, Jesus. I think this one introduced, like... I think this introduced... Weather? I don't remember. See, again, like, now it's starting to get hazy, Nation. I'm sorry. Like, I know when this game came out that I was all about it. This was also really the first one that brought it online. There you go.
Really?
That's the big thing. Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Online battles, online trading, shit like that. So there you go. Pokemon Diamond version... and Pokemon Pearl version, and as you must assume, there's a third version. It's called Platinum.
The fuck you said?
Platinum. Yep. And again, like I said, with the wheels coming off, this is when I stopped buying multiple versions, because it was just like, what's the point? I'll just stick with one. I don't even juice all of it. I just, you know, I have a great time, and then I move on.
I actually did pick this up.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, nope. I played it for, I shit you not, I picked it up from Game Slob.
Okay. Oh, God, that's a new thing.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them.
Okay.
And I played it for 2-3 hours.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this
not
is
for me.
This is fucking lame.
Understandable. That's fine.
I'm not, I don't know if you know this. I'm not a Pokemaster.
That's so weird because I thought you were going to be in with this with me. I thought you were going to Pokemon Shield and I was going to Pokemon Sword and we were going to trade and battle. I was going to get a Galarian Farfetch'd. You were going to get a Galarian Ponyta.
Please don't get that for me. Please don't get that for me.
Well, your birthday already passed, so I mean, Christmas is coming up, so maybe.
Well, birthday is now as per recording.
You're right. Pokemon Platinum 2009, the third version of this generation, and like I said earlier, they went back to remaking. So Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver. This right here, Tommy, Heart Gold remake of Pokemon Gold version. This, I think is my favorite game.
Okay.
In this whole series.
Nice.
It's a little bit of because I really like Gold version and the Heart Gold remake is just so good. It's so good. You got the Pokemon. They follow you. There's great animations. I remember, was this the one? This might have been the first game I nicknamed my Pokemon because I don't usually do that. Because like I like to keep them at their birth names of Bulbasaur or Charmeleon.
I'm always different. Like it was. I mean, again, I know this isn't the Final Fantasy cast.
Right.
If you made it into my names,
You were in.
You were important in my life.
I hear you, brother.
So like, and that's how I treated Pokemon.
Right. Because you know what? It's funny you say that because when I first started playing the original Game Boy games, I was never, and the nation knows this, I was never a big RPG player.
No.
So I'm playing this game, I have to name my character Ash. I have to catch all the Pokemon he did in the anime because for whatever reason, I thought the structure, that's what I needed to do. You know what I mean? It was fucking lame, and thank God I got out of it. But like, that was one of the big hangups I had with RPGs. I didn't know what to do. So like, I needed some sort of guide. And what else was going on in my life, Pokemon-wise, besides the Pokemon anime?
You're an adorable asshole.
Right?
You really are.
Like, I needed everyone's names to be perfect. What do you name your character? Oh, fuck. I have no idea. Ash.
Nope.
That's how it is. Don't get me wrong. In this game, I'm Sherm. In this game, I'm Sherm.
Don't get me wrong. When I'm when I was playing, I was Tom.
Sure, yeah, because
and you know what? The people in my life at that time were neat. Like, if, you know, you know, Bulbasaur was named after, you know, my mom, it was just like different like reasons.
I understand. No, and this was the first one I did that, and I was a huge mythology nerd, so I named him after Greek gods and characters.
God damn it, Chris.
Yep,
that's not how you do it.
One step forward, two step back, my friend.
I know.
But this was great. Though. I started with who did I start with? I think Totodile. I think.
What the fuck is a Totodile?
That's the water alligator crocodile.
Yeah, every Pokemon game that I ever tried to play, I always started with fire.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh, I love burning shit.
I always mixed it up.
Burn it down!
A lot of it came down to which ones look better. I think starter for Red and Blue was, it was probably Bulbasaur because I didn't know what to do. Gold and Silver, I believe, was Totodile. Ruby Sapphire was Torchic, I guess, the fire one.
I need to teach you names.
Yeah,
well, and how to name people better.
So, dude, I had Poseidon and Hades and Sisyphus. Like, okay. I had Heracles. Like, this was my favorite game.
Okay.
Talking about it now, this was definitely my favorite game. Heart
Out Gold, of the Pokemon Heart, series.
That's correct. Heart Gold version. My favorite Pokemon version. If we're talking original one, that's going to come later. But that was 2010. The next Pokemon game, mainline, to come out in 2011.
In the 2011 year!
Pokemon Black version and Pokemon White version.
Is this the one I play?
Every time I pick a game of
this. I don't know. You got to show me.
This is Pokemon White version. This is the one I dropped off of. Like, I beat the main campaign. I don't even think I beat the Elite Four.
Why is there a mech on there?
A mech? That's the thing, too, man. Like the designs in this generation are just fucking bonkers. No thank you. I gotta get going soon. Yeah, like, this is...
Oh, you got a half hour.
To be there. This has some of the dumbest designs. They just kind of, like... I guess they just... To me, they just tried stuff. And to me, it just didn't work out. Nation, if you're big into this generation, Pokemon White version or Pokemon Black version... Or their sequels that came out in 2012, Pokemon Black 2 and Pokemon White 2. Hit me up, please. I don't know what it is about it. Like, I don't know. Again, the one game in the mainline Pokemon storyline that I have not beaten Elite Four. I beat the main campaign.
Do any of these games sync up?
There are ways to sync them up, yes.
Not sync up. Intertwine, I mean.
Storyline-wise?
Yes. Lame. Nope.
I mean, nope. There are aspects, but it's not really... It's like a Final Fantasy, in a way. Like, hey, there might be a reference to something that... like an allusion or something to, like, an allusion to one of the previous games, but it's not a direct sequel or anything like that. Like, Gold and Silver to Red and Blue, you got that. I mean, the diehard Pokemaniacs will probably find storyline tips or threads that are between, you know, this one and that one or that one and this one. But for the main, like for face value, no.
Okay.
Okay. So that is that for that generation.
Okay.
Moving on. I have not given you a Pokemon dex count, but we're moving on. Pokemon X and Y. 2013.
I'm sorry. This one.
Fuck you.
No. I didn't play this one. I played this one. Okay. No, I'm serious.
Which is good because...
That was supposed to be like the reboot of the whole franchise,
You know what? I think X and Y are probably the most accessible Pokemon versions into. That's you. remakes notwithstanding, this one probably be my favorite.
Okay.
How come? Full 3D. Well, everything just looks nice. The animations are great. You get access to way more Pokemon. Your dex count is up to 721, roughly.
So wait, hold on. You can't complete that fucking game until you catch...
You can complete... Dude, you can beat the story. You can get the Elite Four. Living Pokedex, that is what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you need a 721 Pokemon, which you can do because ever since Diamond, everything's online now. So if you need to trade, you need a fucking Metapod, just request a Metapod. These things happen, man. Again, once the deck started getting bigger, and I'm just like, it got a little out of my hands. That's all I gotta say, man. But Pokemon Y introduces the fairy type. That's something else I didn't mention. So, like, the original typing... Can they heal you? Any Pokemon can really heal. They all have kind of healing moves.
Not Charizard.
Charizard...
Does not...
You could have Recover or something like that. You'd have to probably be like an egg move or something like that.
All right, keep Blitzkrieg.
It's not bad. Pokemon X and Y, though, I really, really did like. One of the first generations, though, to not have any sort of, like, sequel or anything like that. Or any sort of, like, remake.
No,
or
did
anything
it.
Like that. No. But the next one to come out was a remake, 2014, Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. These were really good. Here he goes again.
No, I'm trying to remember. But anyway, continue.
Okay. I think I did play that one. Generation 3's Ruby and Sapphire, with a little bit of Emerald mixed in with it. These games were great, too, because I think they added the best at Y, because they added the best out of X and Y, even with, like, your Mega Evolutions, which is something X and Y. And then it brought it back. It brought it back to, I believe, the Hoenn is the region it was called.
Hoenn.
You're a Ho. Yeah. And it was just a great story. It's just a good, nice revisit of that generation. Nostalgia trip, basically.
Okay.
You can do shit like Soar, which is like you basically fly up.
I believe I can fly.
Kind of like, I guess, like the air.
I believe I can fly as high as the sky.
So,
pretty sure it is.
It's not. Anyway, good. I like it. The next batch of games to come out, mainline Pokemon, we're only talking about Nation, I'm sorry, Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon. So Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon came out in 2016. Glug, 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 glug. He's drinking, baby.
What?
This game was fine.
Which one is this?
This is fine. It was a good story. It was a good story. It got a little weird because they introduced this thing called Ultra Beasts, which are like just like these weird designed Pokemon.
Rise from your grave.
That's Altered Beast.
Oh,
but close.
Same thing.
And what I liked.
Rise from your grave.
It introduced these things called Alolan forms, which are basically this is what the Raichu looks like in this region. He looks like a big fluffy mouse with a surfboard.
He looks like a fucking dumbass.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you. But Pokemon Sun
and Moon. That's the thing. Huh, look, when it comes to Pokemon, I'm all about either fucking that adorable little flaming lizard.
Okay.
Or that adorable little cat electric thing.
Okay. Pikachu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking, no, that's not them.
Okay. No, see, that, okay. No, that's fine. But yeah, Pokemon Sun, Pokemon Moon. I wasn't the best. I didn't like it that much.
I do like that wolf girl looking thing.
The wolf girl?
Yeah, that little thing.
Oh, that guy?
Okay. Yeah. All
right. Lycanroc.
Who?
Lycanroc.
I don't like that name.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So what, you named it?
No. Going back to that real quick, Pokemon White, fresh off of Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Pokemon White and Pokemon Black, I named my Pokemon different names, but... What I think, I'd name them wrestler names, so woof, hey, nerd.
How do you have a girlfriend?
It's amazing, man.
And I don't.
It's amazing. That's why we gotta leave soon. They were all brand new Pokemon, and I named them names of not them. So it's like, I don't give a fuck about these people, you know what I mean? Because I'm just naming them whatever. Like, I couldn't tell you a lot of these Pokemon names because I changed them, you know what I mean? So I have no history, I have no love for this game and the Pokemon that are in it, Pokemon White version, because I stole their identities, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. I cheated the game. I cheated myself. I didn't grow. I didn't get better. But moving on. So in 2017, they had pseudo-sequels for Pokemon Sun and Moon called Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. I did not play them because... I wasn't the biggest fan of Sun and Moon.
Moving on,
Tommy. To the Nintendo Switch 2018. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu. Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. Sort of remakes of Pokemon Yellow version.
Yeah, I know this came out. I didn't like it. I didn't like the idea of it.
Why not?
Some more Pokemon.
Actually, funny you should say that. They reduced the number back down, so you're only getting Generation 1 Pokemon out of this, with the exception of
Meltan. Only thing I enjoyed about this was the fact that they released an actual Pokeball.
Right.
That was the only that was the only good thing they did about this.
That was fun to play with. Yes, I liked the what was it? I liked the you actually get to see Pokemon in the overworld this time. So, like, you go into a new field or something like that, and you can actually see, like, a Pidgey flying above or a Rattata running around. And if you wanted to encounter them, you could just run up to and get them. But it does take a lot of the aspects of Pokemon Go. So, like, a lot of it, the battles are reduced. It's really just a matter of, like, you just kind of have to throw berries at the Pokemon and just kind of catch them. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, it was like a Pokemon Light, but it was cute. Like, I liked it. My team was, like, OP. It was... Pikachu and Mew and it was the dumbest stuff. Dragonite.
So you want the pussy way?
Absolutely, yeah. Because okay, cool. I knew I was like, this one's not like for the hardcore, brother. But I was just like, whatever, give me whatever. I don't give a fuck. Let's rock and roll, baby.
I wish you could be a better gamer.
And step to me. You know what? You want to step to me, Mr. RPG? I play fucking everything. Your name is in my game. Then you must be big in my life. November 15th, bitch. Pokemon Sword and Shield. Your money where your mouth is.
Actually, you are big in my life because when I was playing Final Fantasy VII on my PlayStation 3, you were Vincent.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Motherfucker. I apologized. You fuck.
So that's the mainline Pokemon games. We're not getting into the spinoffs. We'll just give a shout out to the Stadium games that came out for the N64. You were just basically able to use this thing called the N64 Transfer Pack, You plugged it into the back of your controller, and you plugged your game into it. I'm doing a lot of pantomimes for Tom, and he is just seeing, I'm sure, just fuzzes and
dude, blurred. You are, you, that you're just fucking with me.
You can basically, you can play, you can Pokemon Battle, oh Jesus, you can Pokemon Battle on the TV. That's okay. Great. And the follow-up was Pokemon Colosseum for the GameCube.
Or Pokemon Dokken.
It's different. We're getting there, though. Also, shout out to the trading card game. People love that shit.
Yeah.
Not for me. Done by Wizards of the Coast, so Magic guys.
Yeah, I know, which is odd. Like, you think I'd be all about that, but fuck Pokemon. All
right. That's fine. Pokemon Pinball.
Please listen to our recent episode, but download, don't listen.
Which, this episode right now that we're doing?
Did I fucking stutter?
Okay.
I slurred. I didn't stutter.
The Pokemon pinball games were fun. I'm always a sucker for some nice digital pinball games.
I know. Sonic Pinball Man was baller.
You are out of your mind. That game is crap.
Fuck you. You are a fucking trash panda if you think Sonic Pinball is garbage.
There's no game called Sonic Pinball.
Spinball.
Thank you.
You're an asshole if you think that's trash. Anyway. Fucking so continue. Pinball, super bitch.
Fun. Pokemon Ranger games were fun because like you
Power Rangers?
Around. Ranger.
Power Rangers.
Pokemon Mystery Dungeon people like. I'd never.
Was Pikachu the Yellow Ranger and Bulbasaur was the Black Ranger? Or,
Oh my god. I thought you knew colors.
Huh?
I thought you knew colors.
Right now, I don't know. I don't know
my fucking name.
Yeah.
You
wanted this, Nation. You got it.
Hey You, Pikachu was a game that came out on the N64. It came with a microphone so you could talk to Pikachu. There he goes. That's too much booze. Oh my god. Oh, God.
You got to deal with me the rest of the night.
Happy birthday. I really don't. Pokemon you do. Snap.
You got to get me dinner.
Cult. Yeah, I do. Oh, man, you should have eaten. Damn it. Pokemon Snap was kind of a cult classic game. You take pictures of Pokemon. Oh, God. His fucking face. Pokemon Puzzle League was a Penelope Pond game. Like Tetris Attack. You play Tetris Attack, Tom?
Huh?
Tetris Attack on the Super Nintendo?
Nah.
Okay. And like you mentioned before, Pokken Tournament. Which was like a 3D Pokemon battling game. Yeah. There were some movies. There was a TV show maybe.
And Ash has finally won the fucking Grand Champion.
Yes, great job. The Alolan Champion. Ash
it only took you fucking 18 years, you fucking nerd. And there we go.
And on that note, Ruined Nation, thank you. Oh my god. Thank you for joining us. Birthday. Tom, happy birthday. Yes,
thank you.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday.
As a gift, you have an episode about Pokemon dedicated to your birthday.
Swell.
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you guys for listening to our wonderful nonstop Pokemaniac edition. This is... We should have thought about this. Yeah, okay, stop. If there's a Pokemon Tom version and a Pokemon Sherm version.
Snorlax.
That is a Pokemon. Very
good.
Both of
you.
Ooh.
I am very sleepy right now.
I'm very full right now.
Oh, I definitely have a case of the itis.
Very well. Oh, very, very much. Hey, maybe you might see a fun picture like that on our social media accounts. Big DMX is chowing down. Like, destroying the house.
Pretty much.
Again, thank you, Nation, right. For joining us. Social
yes,
media
thank
accounts
you so much.
Are as follows. Twitter.com/RudeBoys469. Facebook.com/RudeBoys469. Instagram.com/RudeBoys469. We have a YouTube page.
We have a YouTube? Shit.
Yes, we do.
Every time.
It's bit.ly/RudeBoysRudeTube. All lowercase. You can find us on Apple Music Podcasts. Get out of here. Google Play Store, Stitcher, but mostly and specifically on the Podbean Network. Broodboys.podbean.com.
Flick that pokey bean.
If you want to hit me up on social media, I'm at Tesherms, TEH_SHERMS. The birthday boy.
You can get me at Tommy_Cash, and that's Cash with a K.
And Nation, thank you so much for joining us. Our next episode is going to be right around Thanksgiving. So we are going to be talking about what we're thankful for in the previous year and what we will be thankful for and, well, you know, all that
the coming
fun,
year.
Fun stuff. So hit us up on the social medias what you're thankful for. You won't, but whatever. We're thankful for you anyway.
Are we?
I am.
I'm glad one of us is.
Thankful for you, Tom. Happy birthday.
I'm thankful for you as well. Thank you for making my birthday great.
Aww. All right. We're getting sexy. Bye.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.